Meeting in the middle of the desert always made me nervous. It's a scary place. I knew about the holes in the desert, of course, and everywhere I looked, there could have been a hole.
Have you ever been bitten back?
It doesn't work for me. I gotta have more cowbell.
Your balls are showing.
Thank you for pressing the self-destruct button.
Maniac is imminent. Request advice.
With a firm tone of voice, command Maniac lie down with hands behind back.
Well, that was a nice move, dumbass.
Marsha, Marsha, Marsha!
I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
I always say if you don't feel like a pervert, you ought to act like one.
Upload everything. I want to get it all on the internet tonight.
This is my boomstick! The 12-gauge double-barreled Remington. S-Mark, top of the line. Find this in the sporting goods department. That's right, this sweet baby was made in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Retails for about $109.95. Got a walnut stock, cobalt blue steel, and a hair trigger.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
We got one person online. The workload is enough for like 10 users. I think we got a hacker.
I want to get online. I need a computer.
I can carry nearly 80 gigs of data in my head. Implant. Wet wire. I had to dump a chunk of long-term memory.
Did you bring me a monkey?
Leroy Jenkins!
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Warning, warning, Spank Wagon Radio is now on the air.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
It's Spank Wagon Radio.
Oh, shit! Ladies and gentlemen!
All that yelling for nothing, man.
I like to yell!
I know you do.
I need to yell every once in a while. Just, you know, clear out the lungs and...
Yeah, you don't drive around in traffic enough.
No, I don't.
Spend a little more time in traffic. I wish cancer...
I don't get to struggle through the wilds of St. George, Utah.
Hey.
Damn them Mormons!
Wow, St. George, Utah.
St. George, Utah.
I spend a lot of time up there. In fact, Monday I have to go through there, through Cedar City on the way to Escalante.
Oh my God, those high traffic areas.
A little nostalgic for your ex-wife?
No, not even remotely.
Looking to pick up yourself another Mormon?
Nah, I gotta do a little work up there.
Hey, I got a question.
He has to work on a Mormon.
I heard you were baptized Mormon.
I sure was. When I was a kid.
And a kid.
So are you still Mormon?
So it's planned marriage.
Yeah, look at me. I'm still fucking Mormon.
It was a planned marriage then.
So your mom was like 14? He was like 80?
Yeah, pretty much. Close to.
Which one's your mom?
The one without a penis?
Oh.
Duh.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
This is Spank Wagon Radio.
I'm your host, Trencher.
I'm Murphy.
And I am the departing balls.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, the balls are dropping.
Jesus, this is...
Yeah, you're going to get a lot of those tonight.
Yeah, I am. All right, here's what's going on, folks.
As he leaves, I can say, hey, don't get your balls caught in the door.
Don't let the door hit the balls on the way out.
There you
Ooh.
Go.
So you got to work on it.
Here's what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. If you, in case you've been living under a fucking rock...
it's the last Spankwagon show ever.
No. This is the last Spankwagon ever with Claude Balls.
Yes, I am gone. For
I wouldn't say the last one ever.
No, he'll come back.
No, I'll be here sometimes in some sort of way. You know, if
you get a
not
telephone.
On the phone, yeah. But
exactly.
All right, so this is the final episode with Claude Balls. Actually, for the past 4 years,
yes,
has been,
gone.
Been
Bye.
My broadcast partner, and we've been training Murphy really well.
Yeah. Here, do this.
Okay. Hey, that we didn't get that luxury.
Yeah, I know. I remember when the show first started, or at least when I first came in, we were doing this out of Trench's spare bedroom.
Yes, out of my spare bedroom with headset mics, and oh, God, it was horrible.
Ah, yes.
Good old days.
We've come so far.
And yet have gained so little.
Well,
you've gained quite a lot.
Yeah, I put on about 30 pounds. What about you?
Oh, I've spent 30 pounds over. All right, so here's what's going on. We're going to have a lot of great stuff tonight.
Wait, what was that? I heard in the background. Yes! It's good to see someone's inheriting doing shit in the background.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I can hear.
Oh, you bastard.
You're making his fucking shit pop up. Nice. All right, so here's what's going on. We're going to have a great show tonight. We've got a guest in studio. We are taking phone calls and only phone calls to wish Claude well. And we'll give out that number here in just a second.
That's right, kids. The chat room will be ignored.
Totally ignored when it comes to Claude's goodbyes. However... Boy,
Claude'll be there.
We've got a guest tonight.
Oh, we certainly do now, don't we?
Hot.
Yes, I basically saw the guest.
Hot.
Completely kind of blew him off as I rushed in, so I feel almost bad, but I'm shallow. I get over it.
You'll get over it. You're shallow.
I'm
also
fucking dirty right now.
Yeah, you are. I'm like, dude, you know we have a guest tonight. And I'm like, you need to work really clean today. And he's like, oh, don't worry, I'll work really clean.
Yeah.
Fucking tranny pan opens up all over the street.
Yes.
You said tranny. Sorry.
Wow, dude.
Gearhead sees
tranny. We think automotive. He sees tranny. He's like, "Oh, dude, I want him."
Hi, daddy.
Hi, daddy. All right, so we've got the guest again. Shall I say, hot? We have mad props. I don't think we're even going to bother with shitty midi. So if that's the highlight of your show, you're ass out.
Yeah, so yeah, it's all off of me. It's like retiring. I don't have the responsibility.
You don't have responsibility.
You get
next
to
week.
Sit back and enjoy, man.
You don't get to deal with this next week.
No. Matter of fact,
and
this
whoever
time
turned on the air
week.
Conditioner, bless you.
Oh, it was me.
Bless you.
By this time next week, actually, I'll be on Interstate 40.
Wow.
Driving
and
down
you won't even get to listen to us during this, will you?
No, I will not. I will not be anywhere here.
That's sad. That's really sad.
That's all right, though, because in case he misses a show, you can always catch it on the podcast.
Absolutely.
Podcast. Look at that. I'm learning how to pimp it.
Very good. Very good. All right. A few things we got to cover. Wow. Claude?
Yes.
Make the noise.
Which noise?
That would be the phone noise.
If you want to give Claude mad props... 1-866-587-6257. Local Vegas.
383-8120. I don't know if you were pausing for me to kick
I was
kind of
pausing for you, but okay. I'm like sitting there thinking about it.
You're going to have to give me hand gestures, man, because I can't pick up as quickly. And you know, yeah, the fisting gesture. I don't. Let me see if I can do that one.
No. You're not. We're not going to.
You know?
That effect.
You know, we're going to have
that
to
effect.
That
is going away.
Look at that. No, we'll record it. We'll record it and
you
we'll
better get a
you'll
good
have to,
guard. You're going to have to do something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dig the archives right out.
So, hey, there's Vert. We were wondering. Everyone was wondering where you're at, Vert. People were getting a little nervous.
So here's what's going on, basically, is it's a Goodbye Claude show, and we got to do some things to make him feel totally and truly loved. Don't
oh,
we?
Yeah. I think we have to.
So what we're going to do right now.
Really?
Yes. We have a little... home ec project that
home
I think
project.
I think in all actuality will probably work out better than anything else we've ever done.
Yeah, definitely got a little home ec project here.
I'm touched. You're wearing strap-on sideburns.
Yes.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Here in the studio tonight, we have strap-on sideburns.
Mine are all crooked.
Like Goofy, actually.
See, and I'm wearing the Washington, D.C. sideburns.
Yes, yes.
The biggest fucking sideburns you've ever worn in your life.
The ones I even, on a dare, uploaded to Hot or Not.
Yes, on a dare, Hot or Not. So, Basically, wow. So anybody who comes in the studio, and yes, that even means the guests, they get to be punished because we have plenty of sideburns for everybody tonight.
Oh, yes.
Let's get the cam started.
Even our hot guest.
Yes, even our hot guest gets to wear the sideburns. Aren't they so nice? Look at the cam. We have the cam.
You look like an Amish milkmaid, dude. You need to get him to stick better, man.
Well, you know, it's not perfect. Basically,
well, thank you. I'm honestly touched.
So these are the sideburns and ode to Claude. If you want to join us, the chat room is basically go to spankwagon.net. Click on the cam and chat link. You can see our guest, see us. Who wants to see us? Chat live with us in the chat room. If you're computer elite, you know, all that kind of techie FUBU, you can go to IRC. Just making shit
techie
up.
And FUBU do not go together.
Techie for us, by us.
Wow, that's very taffy. That's
man,
that's a stretch.
I'll kick
man.
Your Thank ass.
You. Well, you know, you got a lot to kick. Pack a lunch. Basically, if you want to...
Now I can picture is people like fucking DMX rapping about routing protocols.
If
hey,
you
there's
wanna...
no place like 127.0.0.1.
Dude, after the show, I'm going to kick your ass to localhost. Anyhow, what we're going to do is chat room is open, cam is open, irc.slashnet.org/LVRocks. That's how you get to us. We got a lot of listeners in tonight, and that's awesome. So tell your friends. This is going to be the last time you hear Claude Balls in the Air. And I actually have got... Thank you, Ric Flair.
Hey, no problem.
I'm glad to know that you're happy. I'm leaving, apparently.
Yeah, well, you know, it's because it now gives his life purpose.
Hey, now, wait a minute. Now, I got to bring... Let's bring this down a little bit. Is this the...
Yeah, this is the main music.
Here, let's... Okay. I'm still learning on this here. You know, I'm
Sorry, I passed the torch of the...
Yeah, he's using the computer. You even passed the torch of the plug that is specifically made to go into the soundboard.
Yes.
By Sega.
Yes, by Sega and some Radio Shack products.
I'm sad, man. It's been a long, long road for you, Claude.
Yes, it has. And I never knew how awkward it was for guests when I did this shit to them.
And I just like to say that I could never fill your shoes, and I don't think I could fill your pants, but hopefully there'll be a small void here at Spankwagon.
One time, he rear-ended somebody, he filled his pants.
Oh, nice.
Wasn't me, actually. My car smelled like shit after that, because of you.
Right.
I just want to say that you
I
will be
coming.
Missed. You will be.
My thank you.
As the
abrupt
song
ending.
Clips out.
That great. I love it.
Dun, dun, dun. Oh, sorry. All right. Shit, what do we... Oh, yeah, I got some site news, because we need to, you know, pimp the site.
Of course.
Got a couple things up on the site that I think people are really going to dig. The first thing is we have Booby the Game, one of our listeners, one of our very brand new and very faithful listeners.
Yes, I've been trying to play along with Booby the Game.
Booby the Game basically is this. One of our listeners took screenshots or took photos of
them.
Now,
wait, let me... Oh, she didn't take pictures of them. I got to take the picture.
You got to take the picture. Smack got to take...
I'm the one who painted the boobies, and I got to take the pictures.
You painted the boobies?
I painted the boobies.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
So Smack painted the boobies, and so a nice little spank wagon thing on the boobies.
Of course, it's practically dead now.
Well, that's why we put it off to the side, so that way it can actually be a fun link.
We're going to get hints.
Yes. It's Booby the Game. It's not safe for work, kids, so don't go there while you're working. But you have to guess how old those boobies are.
Now, there are prizes.
Or at least
the
person attached to the boobies. I think the boobies are relatively new.
Nice. No, there is a prize for the game. Now, here's prize number one. Prize number one is going to be a autographed picture of the boobies. A nice little 8x10 glossy. Nice.
Autographed how? By hand or like by print?
Well, by hand. But if we can work this, and I'm going to speak to the boobies later on. When the boobies come back into town, because right now the boobies are out of town. When they come into town and we will declare when the game is over. Exactly. When we declare a winner, we'll have the boobies come into studio.
Great sound of you fapping.
We will paint the boobies, and then we will do a boob imprint on a white T-shirt. So they will get two kinds of autographs of the boobies.
Of the boobies.
For guessing the
age
of the boobies.
And it's awesome that a listener is contributing their booby prints.
In fact, if anybody would like to contribute any pictures of their bodily parts, you can send that to spankmail@cox.net.
Spankwagonmail.
Oh, spankwagonmail.
Spankwagonmail.
Spankwagonmail@cox.net.
Thank you. Otherwise, someone's going to get a fucking weird email.
Why is there
my
a 4-inch penis that says spankwag?
Wah.
Thanks, Rev.
That's probably the funniest dig I've heard in my life. All right, so that's one thing. Also, we have the Frapper, F-R-A-P-P-R map.
Not to be confused with the boobies.
Flapping or frapping. Basically, what that is, if you are a Spankwagon listener, you go to this map, you put a pin on your city by putting in like your zip code or a zip code in your area.
Going by what we see right now, we only have five listeners.
We only have five listeners, according to the map, but I know the numbers are more realistic. Go to the Frapper map, go ahead and put a pin there, because we want to see where our listeners are from. We would like to kind of take a look. Anybody can play. It covers the entire world. As a matter of fact, Andy in London pinned it, and Andy's one of our syndicates out of London. Our
tomorrow morning, I'll get up nice and early, take a walk.
What the fuck?
Wrong one.
Holy crap. Did he inherit this from you, too?
Hey, you know.
Holy crap.
I try to do what I can to mentor.
You taught him how to fuck up. You should be so proud.
Just kill the whole fucking thing, man. Just do it.
Kill the game. Kill the mood. So
yeah, the mood, the gain, everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Kill the mood. Kill the gang. Kill everything.
That's what I do.
I'm trying to think of a few things that we should cover. I got some really great internet geek shit that I picked up over the week.
Really?
Yeah. Some really neat internet geek shit. For those of you who not much of a World of Warcraft player, are you, Claude?
World of Warcraft. No, I did find some very interesting shit right there though about World of Warcraft. Remember how we all obviously have seen the Leroy Jenkins item?
Wait a minute, that's our engineer. Who?
Leroy Jenkins.
Who's
Christ?
Who's gonna miss Claude Balls?
Leroy Jenkins.
We need to figure out to turn down your volume on your computer just a tad, because you were overdriving like
crazy. That's great.
Let
online fucking support. You know.
Okay, go ahead.
That's too low.
Much better. Much cleaner.
Leroy, you were just stupid as hell.
All right, so.
I saw a new one. You stole my fucking cloud song.
Well, actually, I found...
I know that one. That was really good.
This one was sent to me from basically a couple listeners. A couple friends, and also it's from Avenue Q and using World of Warcraft graphics.
Got it. That's very interesting. Matter of fact, if it's the same thing I thought of, this is what I was going to do for an intro tonight. It's very appropriate.
I believe it is. I think it is.
The internet is really,
and
really
it is.
Great.
Oh, I know this song.
I got a fast connection, so I don't have to wait.
For porn.
What? There's always some new site.
For porn.
I browse all day and night.
For porn.
It's like I'm surfing at the speed of light.
For porn.
Trekkie.
The internet is for porn.
Trekkie.
The internet is for porn.
What are you doing?
Why, you think the net was born? Porn, porn, porn.
Trekkie.
Oh, hello, Kid Monster.
You are ruining my song.
Oh, me sorry. Me no mean to.
Well, if you wouldn't mind, please, being quiet for a minute so I can finish.
Okie dokie.
Good. I'm glad we have this new technology.
For porn.
Which gives us untold opportunity.
For porn. Oh, sorry.
From your own desktop.
For.
You can research, browse, and shop. Until you've had enough and you're ready to stop.
For porn.
Trekkie.
The internet is for porn. The internet is for porn.
Trekkie.
Me up all night hugging me. Porn to porn. Porn, porn.
That's gross. You're a pervert.
Sticks and stones, Kate Monster.
No, really. You're a pervert. Normal people don't sit at home and look at porn on the internet.
Oh?
What?
You have no idea. Ready, normal people?
Ready.
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 Let me hear it.
The internet is for porn.
Sorry, Kate.
The internet is for porn.
I masturbate.
All these guys unzip their flies for porn. Porn.
The internet is not for porn.
Porn.
Hold on a second.
Wow.
Now, I happen to know for a fact that you, Rod, check your portfolio and trade stocks online.
That's correct.
And Brian, you buy things on Amazon.com.
Sure.
And Gary, you keep selling your possessions on eBay.
Yes, I do.
And Princeton, you sent me that sweet online birthday card.
True.
Oh, but Kate, what you think he do after?
Yeah.
Ew!
The internet is for porn.
Gross!
The internet is for porn.
I hate porn.
Grab your dick and double click for porn. Porn, porn.
I
So there you go. The internet is for porn. Actually, World of Warcraft video, but definitely from Avenue Q, which is actually like a puppet show or something going
on
down at the Wind.
It's a puppet Broadway show.
It is. Well, it's not all puppets.
It's puppets and humans.
It is. It's the humans actually carry the puppets on them as they talk.
Yeah. Yes.
It's like Sesame Street.
But you actually get to see where the hands go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
But it's supposed to be a great show. I just can't just
supposedly
show
it won a Tony, I believe.
Yeah. Actually, it's won at least one. Yeah.
At least
got
one.
Got some other awards. There's two places where they're actually doing it. There is Broadway in New York, and there is at the Wynn in Las Vegas.
There you go. So
not
it's sort of like
I like the Wynn.
And Wynn has his own Steve Wynn. They made a Steve Wynn puppet for him too. It's pretty funny.
I hope it gets anally raped on stage.
Is it blind? No, it's appropriate. It has a fucking hand up it.
Yeah, exactly. Great. Do it.
Who's the puppeteer? Elaine.
I don't know. I don't know who's got fucking worse vision. Steve Wynn on Oncoming Traffic or Elaine with fucking interior decorating.
Salmon colored rooms.
Fucking Chinese whorehouse.
Salmon. Yes, it is Chinese whorehouse. Absolutely. All right. So that's that. Do we want to cover a little bit of news? Let's go nice and serious for a little bit. Then we'll cut to a break. Get our guest in studio. But let's cut to something way too serious for our own good. Let's get the latest George Bush speech.
This isn't the latest.
Is from last year.
Well,
what are you talking about, America?
But this has everything to do with the fact that now that we all know George Bush is spying on us.
Yes. And my mom has also said, with me going to Texas, I'm replacing the missing idiot void that George Bush has created by leaving.
So why don't we go ahead and cue that.
Okay, right.
And
here we go.
What we'll do after this, we'll go to break. We'll be back with our guest. What the hell?
Final countdown.
No, apparently, there are such things as roving wiretaps. Now, by the way, anytime you hear the United States government talking about wiretap, a wiretap requires a court order. Nothing has changed, by the way. When we're talking about chasing down terrorists, we're talking about getting a court order before we do so. It's important for our fellow citizens to understand, when you think Patriot Act, constitutional guarantees are in place when it comes to doing what is necessary to protect our homeland because we value the Constitution.
Alrighty. This is Spank Wagon Radio. We'll be back.
Spank Wagon.
On New Year's Day. It's Christmas. mushrooms, olive chives.
Host your website, or maybe you already have a host and are looking for a better deal, then check out AnywhereHost.com. AnywhereHost.com offers 24/7 live technical support, a 99.99% network availability guarantee, and with packages starting as low as under $10 a month, you can see why hundreds are making the move to AnywhereHost.com. Visit the website for all the hosting packages available at AnywhereHost.com or call toll-free at 1-888-863-4383. That's 1-888-863-4383.
Well, since I can't use...
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
All right, with us, we've got a full studio again. We seem to have accomplished this a few weeks in a row.
We even have more guests.
Well, I wouldn't call him a guest. I'm talking about him. Yeah.
Good job. Hey, by the
alienate
way,
though, everyone.
That mic back
yeah,
there is
that
on.
Yeah, that mic is
feel free
now
to
live.
Oh, good.
Yap into it.
Yeah, it brings up the echo level to the whole fucking room.
Oh, great.
Yeah. All right, so in studio, God, I hate when that mic is on. I'm sorry, I just can't handle it. I just can't handle it all. Chat room is saying hello to everybody, and we need to cut the delay to less than 8 seconds. Don't move to fucking Hawaii. I think that solves our 8 second delay problem.
There you go.
All right, in studio. With us is, well, a former Suicide Girl. And we'll say former because Suicide Girls can't run their shit for anything, as we've all have kind of started learning, or at least you will learn. In studio with us is Chaotica. Did I pronounce it?
Hello.
I think I said it King Hanukkah, but...
K-Hanukkah? King Hanukkah?
King Hanukkah.
There we go. Get her a dreidel. Be good to go.
So why don't we get the cam on for everybody? Say
oh,
hello.
Yeah.
And you got to, Chris, tell them how to talk in the mic.
Get on top of it like it's a big black cock. Just get right on there.
Oh, now we're black in there. Good job.
We have
what
to
was I going
to
say?
We have
like
to
a
meet
big,
our ethnicity. You know,
like a big Asian cock?
We're just a bunch of white guys in a studio. We've got to add black somewhere. We got Leroy, but that's just not cutting it.
Speak for yourself. I'm black.
Where?
From the waist down.
Oh, where you work on your fucking truck. Don't keep clean, okay?
Yeah.
We've got
that's
a guess.
Grease.
Okay. Fucking grease.
I've been laying on cold asphalt all goddamn day to fix my transmission. Oh. When's the last time you worked on your car, by the way?
Oh, yeah, I don't. I can afford to pay someone to do that.
Oh, no. And how long does it take you to save up for shit?
That's all right, boys. Hey.
All right,
you guys can just piss all over yourselves all you want. I'll talk to the pretty lady.
Okay.
Now, well, you're a former Suicide Girl.
Yeah.
Now, what's with the name Suicide Girls? Is it like...
What's
goth, you hate yourself, you want to commit suicide, but
oh,
the internet keeps you going, or what? I know, it's something I've always wondered.
No, I really don't know why they named it Suicide Girls.
Into okay. the mic. It's a microphone. They,
yeah,
you know.
You can tilt it, twist it.
I think I need to bring it down.
There we go.
I'm so tiny.
no comment for
I'm not
me.
Saying
don't
anything.
Look at me. I'm not
no,
saying
man,
anything.
I got nothing.
But every time there's a mic, you know, that comes up, we expect some sort of dick reference from.
You know,
Murphy.
I'll lay off the dick references for right now. So
that's because there's someone here to kick your ass.
Exactly.
Boyfriend.
So she's a former Suicide Girl. She's also on a list of sites.
Yeah. Why don't we go ahead and give the list of sites so people can start looking this up?
Boy, I tell you what, we've got JusticeHoward.com, HalosAndTales.com, BlueBloods.com, BarelyEvil.com. For those of you at home, we will post this list later.
Yeah, it will be posted.
Gothic Sluts, God's Girls.
Gothic Deviant, Sluts, hold on. Look that
yeah,
up.
Gothic Sluts, DeviantNation.com, and also she has a 5-page spread.
Spread, you fucking say article earlier.
Well, I thought
you've
it was an article.
You've got an article. No, it's a fucking spread.
You can eat the peanuts out of my shit. She's got a 5-page spread in next month's. It's next month's, right?
Yeah.
Next month's Carbon 14.
Is that a zine or is that just a regular magazine? I've never.
It's like a punk rock indie magazine.
Okay. Okay.
Very cool.
Where do you know in town where we can find it, or what, like major bookstores or anything, so we can tell people where to go?
I know the website is c14.com.
That works even better.
Don't know where you would pick it up though.
Okay. Probably like a record store or something like that.
Well, I'm thinking like Big B's here, or even Wow. Wow likes to collect that kind of shit.
I'd say you probably have a better time with Big B's independent stores.
Well,
yeah.
Wow has a lot
maybe
of zines.
Maybe even Record City too.
Wow has a lot of zines, so maybe.
We'll see. Yeah. Cool.
All right, so there we go.
Interesting stuff.
And how do you spell the name so that way they can like Google it? Because, you know, everybody's going to be Googling trying to figure out, who's this person?
They want to look at you while they hear
you. Yeah, they really want to look at you.
Yeah, that's the
well,
big
did
deal.
I just play The Internet is for Porn? All right.
Yeah, exactly.
Smack, do you want to start this off?
Let's see here. Well, former Suicide Girl, of course. We want to know what the hell is going on over there. Now,
there's all kinds of madness going on. The main thing is their contract. It doesn't say anywhere that you can't model for anybody else while you're working for them. And supposedly they're woman run, and that's also bullshit.
Yeah, it's a dude that runs it.
It's owned by this guy named Sean Saul, who's a total dick. Like, they fired me for modeling for other people, and they told me that I was breaking contract. And that's total bullshit, because if it had said that in the contract, I wouldn't have signed on with them. You know, and they were like, just ask us for permission, and I wrote to them, and they never wrote me back. And a lot of the girls right now have been getting fired, or they're quitting, and they're moving to, like, God's Girls and Deviant Nation, and Suicide Girls is trying to sue all those sites, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Hmm. Hope they don't try to sue us.
Yeah. Well, Trent, you've been keeping up
with everything
story,
here
too,
is
boing,
someone's
boing,
matter of opinion.
Exactly.
Very much matter of opinion. What, Sarna, what?
Now, you've been keeping up with the story. You
well,
said.
I've been keeping up with the bullshit and basically the not paying for, not paying for anything, not paying for any of the photo shoots, not paying for time, not paying for traveling expenses, a lot of things that they have not been paying. And I've been following up off of boingboing.net. What used to be a zine is now an online blog kind of bullshit thing. Is a lot of that true?
Well, they pay $300 for a set. A lot of the things about them not paying was about the burlesque tour that they did.
Okay.
And those girls that signed on for the burlesque tour were paid $1,000 a piece.
Okay.
And that's it.
Now, that's the one that they did a movie about, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they told him that, Sean told him that they would be getting royalties for it. And that was why they did all this free promotional stuff, because they thought it would pay off. They thought it was going to be a small release. It was a huge release. Sean didn't tell them it was going to be on HBO. And regardless of this incredibly huge amount of money that Sean has made off of it, the Suicide Girls that were in it haven't seen a single penny since then.
That's
and most of the girls that were on the burlesque tour either got fired or quit. And like all their main girls, like Apnea, she's gone. She went to God's Girls. And they like deleted her journal and started writing entries for her.
Oh, really?
To make it look like she hadn't actually left.
Oh, my goodness.
So did they, like, fuck with her, write shit about people in her name?
Well, basically, they're telling us that we don't have rights anywhere. Like, what it is they tell you in the contract that when they buy the pictures, they're theirs and nobody else's.
The pictures or your time or everything?
The photos, it says, are theirs.
Okay.
In perpetuity, throughout the universe, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And what they're acting like is that it's not that they mean that they own the photos. It's that they own you and any pictures of you and your name and everything else.
Hmm.
So they're issuing lawsuits against models that have done any other work.
Very interesting. Now, let me ask a quick question. I noticed that on, well, your MySpace page, you have the TM. Is your stage name trademarked?
No, I just put it on there for laughs.
Oh, okay. I have to ask because, I mean, and excuse me for jumping to this conclusion, but this
kind of simile, the same way with Mad Props whenever I write that.
Yeah. pro wrestlers copyright their name, and they also put a trademark on their name. So I was just wondering if there was a same kind of thing going on where you protect your name because your name is identifiable strictly to you.
Well, I haven't copyrighted my name yet. I know there's... Whenever I've, like, Googled my name, just, I don't know, I do that
ego
occasionally
Googling
for laughs. I think it's funny.
He does it. He's like, how many Claude balls are there?
Actually, I did. I'm the only one with the specific accent line.
Exactly.
In the E.
Yes. So.
Well, the only other thing that I've found is, like, Well, before it was just me and some band, and now I'm finding it being used as a nickname. And
really?
Like, I can't get it on Yahoo now.
Oh, boy.
Aww.
I missed out.
Now, what's your MySpace page so everyone can get a gander?
It's myspace.com/chaotica.
Spell that for us, please.
Chaotika.
As fanboys everywhere go clicking like mad.
Now, guys, when you do go to her page, she does have links to some of the sets and some of the sites that she's on. And she's gorgeous. You got to go with that.
Well, I know that. I've been like, you know, the minute you told me, oh, we're going to have a Suicide Girl, I'm like,
Now, I have a fun story to tell. And this is, she hates the story. One of the first couple of nights I went to see her, she was dancing in a place. And I think I made her a little nervous up on stage. Keep in mind, this was a really seedy, rundown joint. It was me and...
Larry's Villa?
No, not quite Larry's Villa, but another place. It was me, Tit, and another individual.
Tit was involved?
And she was nervous as hell and wound up kicking me in the forehead.
What?
You kicked him in the forehead?
Yeah. Completely an accident.
I think I
want to
pay you money just for that. Anyway, that's awesome.
It was definitely interesting. It was a fun night.
That's awesome.
Did you end up with like a permanent dent or a scar?
No, not yet. But I think I could. If she makes it big, maybe I'll cut one in there and get a little cash.
There's another customer running around out there that I actually did slice him in the face.
Whoa! And they're like, "Thank you."
Oh no, he was really mad. I was in Hollywood and there was a bachelor party at my strip club, and I was wearing these thigh highs and a schoolgirl outfit, you know, and my shoes
were too
big.
Could you just say that one more time for me?
Thigh highs and a schoolgirl outfit?
That's going to be a sound clip somewhere now.
Yeah, can we isolate that?
Oh,
thanks.
No.
Yeah, we'll develop a post to edit it.
Oh, but I had these two Depeche Mode songs, you know, and the first one was The Dead of Night and the second one was Dangerous. And my shoes were too big, and I did a pole trick, and my shoe went flying off, cracked the bachelor in the head.
Oh, my goodness.
And
who throws a shoe?
Caught him right
really?
There, and he's bleeding, and he's
Geez.
Am I bleeding? And I'm like, yeah. And everybody got away from my stage, and what pissed me off was the DJ gets on, and he goes, and here's another dangerous song with Chaotica.
Nice.
Oh, that's just
so
cheesy.
Mad.
Oh,
that's nice.
That's bad.
So let's see. So you're also a stripper and on top of the photo shoots and everything like that.
Exotic dancer.
Exotic dancer.
Is
oh, excuse me. Okay. And if you're in San Francisco, you're going for the Union. Now, you, from your experience in strip clubs, because you rolled your eyes at the whole Depeche Mode. The worst, what was that worst strip song you've ever heard in your life?
Actually, yeah. What had happened is I was on a business trip with a coworker, and he actually threw up right on the stage, too. It was really great for business, you can imagine. Actually, yeah, I saw a girl start dancing to Mad World.
You know what we're talking about, right? The Mad World song from Gary Jules?
I think so.
Let's see if we can bring
that
up.
Well, they didn't play the Gary Jules version. They played the original Tears for Fears version, but it's really some depressing lyrics. And
I
made
know
me,
that song. That was...
Yeah, instead of turning me on, it made me feel very isolated in the corner with my drink.
That's the kind of music I usually dance to. Depressing music.
Why dance to depressing music?
Because it's usually slow and it has a sexy beat, and I'd rather dance to that than, you know, yo, homie,
yes, this is
bust
the song.
A cap in
I
your ass
song.
Music.
So you're really not into the gangster, obviously.
No.
So let me ask you a question then. And yes, Mad World. Saddest fucking song in the world.
Song. You know what, though? I have to say the sexiest song I ever saw a stripper dance to was Something I Can Never Have by Nine Inch Nails. Gotta love that song.
Yeah.
You ever hit, like, Porcelain by Moby?
Oh, Jesus, now your guests are giving her, do this track!
No, I don't really listen to Moby.
Yeah, it's just one, it's very melancholy sound, that one particular track.
And, of course, the chat room is like, I'd kind of like to see the Squirrel Girl outfit. Well, Juke
of
asks,
course.
Again, do we have a website? Juke, we will actually put that up on Spankwagon. We have multiple
Let's
websites.
Let's go ahead, actually. Let me see if I can find that one and post it.
Multiple websites.
I have a Squirrel Girl outfit on one of them.
So there you go. So the Squirrel Girl outfit and everything. And Juke's like, oh, my.
Now, one of the big things about, the whole scene with this is the tattoos. Now, you are quite covered. Why don't you go ahead and tell the guys at home what tattoos you have?
They're mostly comic book tattoos.
See the bunny.
I think I just heard fanboys fainting.
I've got some stuff.
Get the Kleenex, boys.
Johnny
Get it now. Get it now.
Maniac. I've got a Happy Noodle Boy.
Johnny Homicidal Maniac.
Filler Bunny.
Holy Jesus, you have
Nail
fucking
bunny.
Middies on your webpage?
Huh?
You have middies on your webpage.
Oh, yeah.
Boo.
Oh, okay. Stop.
You can pause it. I have Lenore. I have a Doombie, which was from a Joan and Vasquez Roman Dirge thing. I've got Over the Stars from Johnny the Homicidal Maniac, and I drew the bird skull myself. All right. I got dead birds.
Dead birds. And that's kind of your theme, obviously, because you got the bird skull necklace going on there.
Yeah, this was a pet of mine, actually.
Keep them around. Isn't all that right. Great? That's.
Could be where she stuffed it.
Wait,
right.
Hold on. We got. Yeah. What was that?
She actually cut the head off with scissors.
Oh.
Did you? It had been dead for a while.
Oh.
Something's wrong with Petey. This parrot is dead.
So, you know, and that's interesting because, you know, would you classify yourself goth, punk, mix of both?
I would classify myself as me.
Me? Fair enough. The only reason I say this is because I'm like from pure Midwest. So, like, back when I was in high school, you know, it was all about, you know, to scare the shit out of people, the mohawk, the white face paint, the black on top. Actually, he's seen it.
Did you milk the cows with the mohawk?
No, I did not milk the – I did not fucking milk no cows. Did not live on a farm.
Do not hand me Halloween makeup. It turns out really bad.
Yeah, but he's like, dude.
I have the photos that will never be released.
He's like, why do you have black makeup? Oh, I used to do this goth thing back in high school, but, you know.
It shows up to my house, man.
Too fucking pussy to actually carry it out through everything else. Call myself recovering goth right there with recovering. Covering Catholic.
Covering goth.
So
no. You realize there is happiness if you actually get a job.
Yeah. Exactly. No piercings because I liked going. I like flying and I don't want to have to go. No, fucking hold on. Let me go through the metal detector again.
Yeah.
I don't have to take any of my jewelry out at the
really?
Airport.
You don't? Because I always just see it. Because, man, first off, Department of Homeland Security loves me and loves groping him.
Yes.
So every time I go through, like one time I went through and I had shoes, a pair of boots that cracked along the sole. So I had to get shoe glue, right? Glue them all together. No big deal. The only problem was 2 weeks earlier, they busted that dude for the shoe bombing incident.
They so pulled here, him aside.
So here man. They had to pull me aside because I got glued on shoes. I'm like, fuck. Okay.
Well, you know what? Tit actually said he was in Reno, and they strip searched him. Well, he just looks like a psychopath.
Dude! That was...
Okay, so you brought up piercings. How many do you have, and where are they?
I've got three in each ear. I have my eyebrow. I had two in my tongue, but they're both healed. I have one of my nipples is pierced. The other one rejected, so I'm lopsided.
Rejected?
It rejected.
How does it reject?
Just body doesn't like the metal.
Yeah, it tries to push it back out. So you have to take out the jewelry or else you get disfigured.
Ah, not good at all. Okay.
Disfigured
never
nipples
done
are a bad thing.
Yeah.
Disfigured faces are worse.
Think of a bag. So what kind of made you decide to go with this lifestyle right there?
I don't know. It's just the way I've always been.
Okay.
Okay. Fair enough.
Because, you know, a lot of people kind of wonder, you know, even myself, I wonder, like, you know, how would you not end up like a secretary, you know, in an office building someplace?
Well, I wouldn't want to be all boring, and you know, I don't want the highlight of my day to be reading the Family Circus while I drink my coffee. You know, that would suck.
There you go.
Well, hey, let's open this up to the creepy guys at home in case they have any questions.
Well, yeah, because our questions really suck ass. So what we're going to do, we have two ways to get a hold of us. You can do the chat room. Go into Cam and Chat link so you can actually see Chaotica and also then chat. Or you can call now. The number is 1-866. Excuse me. 1-866. Fuck, lost my number.
Here.
Jesus
Christ. 1-866-LB-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257. Yeah.
Hot.
Trench got a little messed up there. She was taking a slurp out of the bottle there, and I think he about lost his cookies.
Can't handle it.
The direct line in Vegas, guys, is 383-8120.
Can't handle it all. So,
if
you've
got any questions, anything you'd like to ask the nice lady, go ahead and give a call and you know, maybe
and you are open to almost any question, right?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Careful,
okay.
These guys can get creepy.
And these guys are very lonely people. So they are at home listening to internet radio.
Put the Pop-Tarts down, guys. Let's get the phone ringing here.
Internet radio.
What was that back there?
It's on a Friday night listening to internet
radio. Yeah, Friday night listening to internet radio.
Yes.
So, all right. So 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 1-866-587-6255.
Damn, I missed again. That's right. She did it again.
Oh,
I think
man.
She's timing this now.
I think she is, actually. If you're local to Vegas, 383-8120. Hey, we got a call.
Oh, here we go.
Hey,
hurrah.
Wow, this is quicker than last week. Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Stitch.
Oh, my
God.
It's the man with the 10-second delay.
Yeah, what the hell's wrong with you people? Speed up.
Oh my God.
I'm on the inland near the middle of the Pacific.
Wait, hold on. Let me decipher.
Yeah, take it away from your mouth. It's
dude,
not a big
don't, you don't.
Oh.
Is that better?
Oh my God, it's Tit. Or Tit, as we
so,
call
it. So, Mr. Tit, do you have a question for our caller?
I
he is the caller, you idiot.
I remember
I'm
that
sorry for our in-guest studio.
I wasn't drinking as much as you, Murphy. And from what I remember specifically, she became incredibly nervous when she saw you. It was like, oh my God, I think the kick was intentional, man. I don't know.
Yeah, this is the guy who was there that night with me.
What is he talking
about? Well, he thinks that the kick was intentional.
He thought
was the kick
intentional?
No. Wasn't intentional.
I'm going with intentional, man. I'm sorry. Even at the subconscious level, she refuses to admit it. Because she seemed really, like, weird that you, like, you know, that we showed up.
Well, I think she was a little nervous, but hey, man, I got a question.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, okay, so let's play that line. Thank you for calling us. Yeah, we appreciate that.
Oh, no.
Well, we couldn't understand it.
No, it's not even that low. It's like... she had to take the headphones off. It was bugging the hell out of her.
I couldn't hear it.
The kick was not intentional.
The funny thing is even when he's in studio, we can't hear him.
Yeah, it's right next to him. You can't hear him. So, guys, if anybody else has an actual question, go ahead.
Give
and call
us a
in.
Call. The lines are open, 1-866-LV-ROCKS. Of course, there's the chat room. IRC/net.org, /LVRocks. Notice how everything kind of centralizes around that. Do you guys have any questions? Anything from the studio audience? The one that doesn't know who our guest is.
Yeah, also in
because we have a Kari. Normally, Kari's a caller.
Yeah, I'm usually at work when I'm calling.
Yeah, usually you're at work. So you're here, of course, with your supposedly broken shoulder.
Well, not anymore. Mostly fixed.
Mostly fixed. Shoulder.
Yes.
How did you break your shoulder?
I was playing soccer actually as a goalie indoors here in town. And
wait, you were playing soccer?
Yeah.
As a goalie indoors.
Yeah. Thank you. Anyway. And basically, the opposing player just ran me through going shoulder first.
So how come you couldn't listen to the show all that time you were in traction? Like two months?
I was lazy.
Okay, Akari, for future reference,
she's honest.
So you can get chicks out of it, you were playing rugby, okay?
Okay, I'll recall.
There you go.
All right. Well, so nothing from our.
Here, I'll put the basic question. What is Suicide Girls? Because I don't know. I really don't know.
Wow. So.
Whoa. Okay. We
aside from not listening to internet radio, you've not been on the internet.
Besides that.
Dude, what do you masturbate to?
This
the Sears catalog.
Linens. He's like, oh God, look at that towel set.
Man.
He's got one Britney Spears poster and a box of wet naps.
You know, at least you have to go to sites like FARC and stuff to see the damn ads pop up on
boobies.
The site.
We do love boobies around here, don't we?
Apparently we don't.
You're bad luck.
Suicide Girls is the Walmart of alternative porn. It's Playboy with a tattoo is what it is.
People wear blue smocks? What?
It's like Playboy.
Oh,
yes.
There's not old man at the entrance going, welcome.
So we can get Brad and electronics at the same place? Great, all right.
Oh, my God.
No, wow, let's turn off his mic. Let's hang up on him. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you've done modeling. Yeah. Now, how long have you been modeling for?
Since I was 14.
Since you were 14.
Yeah. Holy cow.
I used to do a little bit of runway stuff. I've done, you know, just normal modeling for a few years when I was a teenager, and I didn't really like it because they're assholes in that world, you know?
Imagine so. Because after all, you're young. They would believe they could take advantage of you.
Well, you have to be like... They have all these impossible ideals for you. Like, you have to be anorexic.
Right.
Pretty much. You have to be.
And you were mentioning that when you were looking at that magazine out there. Oh, there's the girl that doesn't eat.
Yeah, it bothers me. I mean, like, a lot of... I get some nice fan mail every so often. I get some presents, and I get a lot of, like, crap from teenage girls that are like, please tell me what diet you're on and how to become a model. I stopped eating food. Is that going to work? You know, crap like that. And it's irritating.
That's pretty intense, actually. Mm.
I'd just like to point out that Hammer did just admit that they're all a bunch of introverts and won't call.
Nice.
Pansies. Yeah, pansies, all of you. We actually get a girl in studio. Well, actually, this is about the third week in a row that we managed to rank one in. But
that's true. That's true.
We get a girl in studio, and you guys won't call.
Dang, maybe
3 weeks in a row.
Maybe mom and dad will hear from the what's going on in the basement.
Yeah, apparently.
Fap. Put the Pop-Tarts down.
So you started modeling at 14. What's been the best modeling? What's been the best experience you've had so far modeling?
Working with Justice Howard for sure.
Okay.
And she was like one of my favorite photographers, and I've gotten to work with every one of my favorite photographers with the exception of Eric Kroll.
Okay.
So I love working with her. She is such a sweet, wonderful lady.
What's been the best? What do you consider, like, if you want anybody, you know, if there's that one spread or that one photo or that one deal that you everybody has to see, what would you consider? What, like, what?
You know, I think my favorite one is the one that Chad Michael Ward did. Where okay. I've got the gun and the American flag.
And where can we find that? Can we find
yeah,
that
which
online?
Site are we going to find
on
that
on? My MySpace page, actually.
MySpace? Oh. Okay. Now, let's pose the question to your boyfriend.
Husband.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
Husband. Which of her sets is your personal favorite?
He's like, I don't get
the
sets.
One,
I get the
one,
whole
the one where when she's not home, when she's out doing something. And
you're missing her.
And you're missing her, and you've got that bottle
like
of Jergens.
Like 3 weeks.
Oh.
She was out of town.
I was doing dom work.
Oh, now you were doing dom work.
Wait, what?
Oh, hold on. We'll get back to that in a second. So which one is your favorite shot of her?
I can't even pick a favorite. I like them all. I really do. And that sounds really cheesy, I know, but it's true.
And he has to go home with her. And if he picks one over the other, he'll
oh, yeah, he has to, doesn't he?
Yes.
Oh, come
yeah,
on. Okay,
to.
So let me ask you this then. When you go home, is there ever a time you're like, just put on that one out. Just that one out. You know one outfit. What's that one
the school
outfit?
Schoolgirl outfit.
Actually, I'm lucky enough to where she's actually naked a lot.
There you go. He wins.
That's beautiful, man. That's just beautiful. Oh, gosh.
Well, that's cool.
Well, all she right. is a looker, boys. She
yes.
is a looker. You can definitely
we,
catch her
and
online.
If you can, you know, smile at her cam once in a while because that way they know who they're looking at.
Oh, she gives them the tongue.
But it's healed, so, you know.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with that. So, okay, now I wanted to get into something here, and Trench was dreading that I'd bring this up.
Do you realize my mother-in-law is listening?
And that's what's going to make this comedy
oh,
gold.
Oh, God.
Now, you've said the last 3 weeks, your husband told us last 3 weeks.
So your wife, by the way.
Some,
yeah.
You've been doing some dom work.
Yeah.
Now, what have you been doing?
Just normal dominatrix stuff, kicking guys in the balls. And
now, how's that spanking hand?
You know, I prefer to use a flogger, personally.
Well, I can definitely see that. If you've ever held chopped wood, I imagine spanking some dude's ass cheeks would get pretty damn
yeah,
tough on your hand.
Yeah, it makes your hands get sore and get some callousy if you do it too much.
We got a screwdriver.
Oh, God.
A screwdriver.
Well, could we possibly request that you come on over to this side and take our good friend here, and since he's such a huge fan of the whole scene, just give him a good couple of whacks right on the ass cheeks for us.
Be gentle. Sure.
Oh, no,
be gentle.
All right.
Oh, my God.
All right, so let's make sure everybody here can see this. You want
save
to switch
me.
The
someone call right
yeah,
now. Right
that.
Now.
I'll hang up on your asses. Oh, here she comes.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's it.
Hey, I'm in luck. The wife is not listening.
Oh, good.
Hey.
All right.
Half the guilt because the mother-in-law still is.
All right, bro. Let's get both hands on the console here. Assume the position.
Oh, Jesus. Someone get a cam on that.
Oh, yeah. Hang on a sec here.
Oh, fuck.
Everyone bust out camera phones and
wait,
shit.
I got a wallet. That's going to fucking kill your hand.
I appreciate that you took it out. There's no keys in that
house,
is there? Sometimes I
smell. No, there's no keys. They're in the front pockets. You ain't getting close to that. Oh, you very polite.
Going to count to
count
three.
To three.
That's so nice.
Hit him on two.
Oh! Ow.
Wow.
That is, thanks for the fucking.
Okay,
warning.
Now when you get the when you get the smack on this one, leave the hand there so I can get the shot.
I get to grab his ass from
you. Whoa! And the flash doesn't go off. Thank you.
Very nice. Thank you.
Oh,
very.
No, wait. Hold on. I think he was wincing. Keep your eyes open.
Oh, look at it. I think she may have hurt her hand on that one.
Aww.
What, you're not going to pay her?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm locked for that.
Say what?
Seriously, get paid for that.
Oh, yeah,
oh shit.
For
I got these cheeseburgers.
we're gonna pimp the site like crazy. We're going to make sure we put links to all your stuff up so everyone
absolutely.
Can check you out. Because... She, boys, I gotta tell you, she's a looker. You can't go wrong with this. Tattooed, comic books, and willing to kick you in the nuts
comic
for money.
Comic books, you know what? Yeah, willing to get. I got a freebie.
And
yeah,
some people
pay for that.
That
can't be easy work.
Huh?
Tis the season.
Thank you.
There we go. A little charity spanking for Trench. There we go.
Thank you. You said it all.
Now, well, now I know what to get you and your wife. It's gonna be
a paddle. I don't think my wife's into that. Giving or receiving.
Look, if
so.
She gets to smack the shit out of you every once in a while, I think she's going to be into it.
She may be, actually.
I'll get you on with studs, too.
Oh! You know, I used to wince because my dad had a belt whenever I was really, really in trouble. He would just get out the belt, and it had circular holes in it that were metal riveted. So
that's what started this, huh?
No, fear of it. Comic books. Let's change the topic so I can finally quit being as red as my shirt. Favorite comics. What are you reading right now? Let me ask two questions. What
Richie
are you reading
Rich.
Right now, favorite?
Richie Rich.
Actually, right now I'm not reading any comic books. I just finished this book called Dead Meat.
Okay.
Which this lady, she's like an animal rights lady. She went and she traveled to all these different slaughterhouses and she made paintings of what she saw and wrote about it. And it's really interesting.
Okay.
But my comics, I like anything by Jonan Vasquez, Roman Dirge.
Okay.
I have another comic book tattoo on my ankle. It's the Crow from the Mackies comics. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
The what comics?
Mackies.
Which ones?
Drinky Crow.
I'm sitting here. You know, okay, there's the Crow, but I don't think Mackie's ever touched any of that property, Obar's property. So Drinky Crow.
I've got Drinky Crow shooting himself on my ankle.
There you
go. Can't go wrong with that.
Can't go wrong with that. Actually, I think you can buy those toys still.
The Drinky Crow
ones?
Yeah,
you can purchase Drinky Crow.
I don't know. Probably check your...
With two sets of eyeballs.
Check your all-time favorite Hot Topic and you'll find anything you need.
Yeah,
that's where I get all my Invader Zim shit. I can't get enough of that show.
Yeah, me neither. I'm going to get Zim on me eventually. Zim and Gur.
That's why you wear a condom, bro. I got it.
What?
Where'd
that come from?
Got a little Zim on you? No? No, I wish I had a car crash for that one. That wasn't funny.
Quick, everybody, awkward silence.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Look, I know how to fill an awkward silence.
Awkward silence.
Awkward silence.
Nice try. Okay, so any questions out there in the chat room, you go in the chat room, ask any questions. It's open. If you have any... you want to make a call, 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257. Any questions from you, Claude?
No. The only thing I have is an observation. She certainly seems to have a healthier outlook on death than you do.
What?
Mr. Trench here is absolutely terrified of the concept of death.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why?
It's too final.
Because he was Catholic.
See, and I can't figure that out either.
It's too final. And, boy, now we're going to get into theology, and we're going to bring this whole fucking thing down, guys.
To a screeching halt. We've gone from
your fucking bad jokes.
Hey.
I'm getting smacked in the ass to this. Whoa, way to go.
Oh, you got to love that, man.
Definitely. How is being a dominatrix? Because, I mean,
Are you looking to get into the profession?
No, not me. I could.
Claude and his bitch tits will beat you down.
I couldn't wear the boots, no. I mean, it sounds pretty easy just kicking somebody in the balls and stuff, but that's got to be really tedious. I mean, obviously, you know, no matter what you do in life, you know, I mean, it's like my father worked at a bakery.
In the knee.
When he came home, he didn't want to eat bread. I work on the damn phone all day. I don't have a phone at home, actually. Mm. So that's got to be really just, you know.
In other words, you don't come home and go, well, let's go beating something else. Well, we ask the husband that, too.
It's not really, actually.
Now, do you have the marks?
Really?
No.
Any scars that you know of?
No, not from her.
Okay, not from her.
Nice.
He's got scars from some of his other exes.
There you go.
Well, I'm glad to hear that the pain stopped and you finally finished cutting yourself. That's good.
So, and of course, everybody's screaming. We have like one friend who's like really into the goth scene, and everybody's screaming, where is he? Why isn't he listening in?
Well, because he's a jackass.
Pretty much. All right, nothing from the chat room. If anybody wants to call in.
I'm surprised we haven't seen Juke demanding tits yet. That's usually his
Yeah,
big
that's usually
thing.
His forte.
No, actually, he's wrapping Christmas gifts, but he does want you to go to kcyhost.com and post.
.net. Kcyhost.net.
Excuse me, kcyhost.net.
Jesus. Kcyhost.com, they're going to find fried chicken or something. All right. Question. How does she feel about being ogled at and most likely masturbated to across the internet? Great question. Great one, Rev.
Thank you, Rev.
I didn't ask that because I'm in slapping distance, so.
I figure, you know, I mean, everybody gets ogled at anybody that's, you know, an attractive girl, and I figure if the guy that's, you know, on the bus that's, like, staring at my ass is going to go home and play with himself, I might as well put him on the internet and make money off of those guys myself, you know?
Okay. See, there we go. That's the outlook that wins. That's the outlook that wins.
What does your husband think about that? I mean, you know, are you completely indifferent, or is there a little kind of pride saying, you know what, man, other guys can only fantasize, but I get to hit that?
There's that, yeah. I thought you were going into like jealousy or something.
No.
There's no jealousy at all. And
obviously, if there's jealousy, you wouldn't have been married.
I actually have no problem. I do take pride in it. I think she's a beautiful woman, and yeah, I love it.
So, have you had a case where like a friend of yours or someone you knew said, "Oh, dude, this chick hot," and you're like, "Married, do that? Oh yeah,
no.
You know, no, never had. It's never happened like that, or it's never. Oh, okay."
That's very interesting. But you look at the type that would carry like wallet size photos of her around and go, hey, look at this.
This is mine. Ha 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 ha. All right. So, all right.
Well, that's
you.
Really great.
Thank you, Tavram. Good question there, Rev. Anybody wants to call in? 1-866-587-6257.
Come on, guys. Someone's got to have something to say.
Airwolf believes that Reverend is masturbating right now.
And Reverend says he has no.
That means you're in the picture, too, though. Because looking at the cam, you're in the picture too.
Yeah, so. I'm a little afraid now.
So. And just so you guys know, she does play video games.
Which ones?
I'm about to get on World of Warcraft.
Oh, no. Save yourself. Go.
Torrent Shaman, thank you very much.
Well, I'm sick of City of Heroes. They've nerfed that game to
what about
pointless.
The City of Villains? Have you tried that yet?
It's...
You know, I hear that it's going to be just as bad as City of Heroes as far as... I mean, like, every advantage that you had in City of Heroes, they would systematically destroy it. You'd have to create a new character, start over again, and then you got nerfed.
Hmm. Well, in Warcraft...
I have, like, all these characters.
In Warcraft, they have broken out the nerf bat last couple of months pretty bad, especially there's an upcoming one for Warriors that's going to suck ass. But
Paladins. And Paladins are going to
yeah.
nerf as well.
Yeah.
I'm a new add to World of Warcraft. I should...
Yeah, Torrent Shaman.
Yeah.
The I win button.
Undead
create Torrent.
And actually, I've heard a lot too. I guess Star Wars Galaxies is going.
Star Wars Galaxies is starting to fold up. God,
starting to? It's gone to
well,
shit.
Well, it's folding up because what they decided to do is they changed the non-playable characters, and they also changed it so it's more like a first-person shooter now, where everybody's a Jedi.
Yep, you can be a Jedi right off the
before
bat.
Before, it used to be you had to earn to be a Jedi.
Yep.
And now, actually, what they've done is they've changed the entire scale. You can be a Jedi, and they've taken away all the other careers. There used to be like 30 careers that you could choose from. They've dwindled that down to 8. So it's pretty much they're Sony is killing that game, and I honestly believe Sony's killing it because they may be planning on something with Evercrack. Just a thought.
I hate EverQuest.
We got a couple of bitch-ass ho in the chat room. Needs to get her hand or his or her hands busy. Wanted the website again. Claude, thanks for handing that out in the chat room there.
That is myspace.com/chaotica.
And you've got the links to all the goodness there. She's a goer.
Shazad's eyes glaze over at all the wow talk. So we're boring him. Obviously, they just want you.
Okay, another question for you.
What's your question, Nikari?
PlayStation or Xbox? What do you play?
PlayStation.
What games?
Well, I need to finish Grand Theft Auto. Somebody borrowed it.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, I had the... what is it? Is it Vice City? That's the new
Well, there's
one,
the Liberty City Stories.
No,
that's the PSP
I want
one.
That so bad, and it pisses me off because I don't have a PSP. I can't afford one, and that's...
San Andreas.
Yeah, San Andreas. I can't get past, you know, the part with the Russians are shooting you, and you're on the motorcycle with the fat guy, and the truck flips over. Every time I die, I can't get past it.
Callers, call in. Give us some help.
Yeah, really. Hey, there's some interesting news, actually. Take-Two, the company that makes Grand Theft Auto, they're getting a new shareholder. That asshole, that's my opinion, down in Florida, Jack Thompson.
Really?
Yeah, Jack Thompson has purchased shares in Take-Two Interactive. For those of you who don't know, Jack Thompson is trying to sue the hell out of Take-Two and other people because of the hot coffee incident. He's one of the types that believe that.
Well,
video games
Thompson.
Are the downfall of humanity.
Jack Thompson's been against video games long before hot coffee.
Otherwise known as the publisher of Grand Theft Auto series, Jack Thompson became a financial supporter because, well, he wants to get to the meeting. Because if he can get to the annual shareholder meeting, he can sit and talk with the company's CEO, Paul Ebler.
Yeah, he's not getting anywhere close to Paul.
In advance of attending the shareholders meeting, he sent ranting letters to Ebler, outlining his plan to attend the meeting and visit several issues that have been our favorite lawyer's mind as of late. In the letter, he questions Ebler's handling of the hot coffee sex scandal, which won an award, by the way. He mentions a report by MarketWatch naming Ebler as the worst CEO of 2005, amongst other things. So it seems like the lawyers are getting involved again. Video games into the world, what do you think?
I think that video games are the shit. I think
there
that people overreact to everything because they're idiots.
There you go.
That's so. That needs to be an isolated soundbite right in itself.
So anybody got any questions? Because the chat room is really fucking lame tonight.
But
well,
it is kind of full.
It is.
You got everyone excited because you started talking about.
I think they're
games.
All just waiting for shit on the cam.
Yeah. What? Well, any requests out there, boys?
Oh yeah, way to go. Her husband's here. You're gonna get her fucking nose planted to your ear.
I'll take the shot.
He can kick your ass. He will kick your ass.
I don't doubt it. He's a big dude,
smirking.
Man.
He's smirking because he wants to kick your ass.
He has a bandana.
Wouldn't hit a guy with glasses, would you?
He has a bandana.
With skulls.
Yes.
Yeah. He's
that means he's tough.
He's a badass looking dude over there, man. You can't go wrong.
He locked his keys in his truck, though. So, you know, he can kick your ass, but he's walking home.
Hey, just take my car.
In this neighborhood?
All right.
Good luck.
We got a pallet. Next
yeah,
door.
Right, I don't want a pallet jack.
There's a bum with a grocery cart nearby. But we're all getting our asses kicked now. So, yeah, okay, let's do that. Why don't we go ahead and we're going to cut to a break. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
And we'll be back in a little bit.
Spank Wagon.
And that hard drive spinning up is killing me, dude.
Yeah,
that's really great, dude.
So technical.
30 gigs of music. What do you expect?
It takes an hour to spin up.
This is a song that there's a lot of Christmas songs out there, and not too many Hanukkah songs. So wrote a song for all those nice little Jewish kids who don't get to hear any Hanukkah songs. Here we go. Hanukkah is festival of lights. Instead of one day of presents, we have eight crazy nights. When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like you and me. David Lee Roth lights the menorah. So do James Conkirk Douglas and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Shanana and Arthur Bonzarelli. All the winds have to win. Goldie Hawn's have to.
They took all my shit.
Put them together.
Girls.
What a fine looking Jew. You don't need deck the halls or jingle bell rock. Cause you can spin a trailer with Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock. Both Jewish. Supersonicas celebrate O.J. Simpson, not a Jew. But guess who is Hall of Famer Rod Carew? He converted. We got Ann Landers and her sister dear Abby. Harrison Ford's a quarter Jewish, not too shabby. Some people think that Ebenezer Scrooge is. Well, he's not, but guess who is? All three Stooges.
No, and it has just as much money. We tried. excited stuff.
Kuzumo Sespa in my DeLorean. War's over, I'm a piece of Mandalorian. Story stuff, Star Wars historians. Deep in debate, but they play at Benegans. Rhyme renegade, show to penetrate. First and second offense, I won't hesitate. Got a job to do in Darth, the guy with delegates. Got something against Skywalker, someone he really hates. I don't give a fuck, I'm at your solo. For all I carry, could be hiding at Yoda's dojo. Gotta make the money, credit's no good. When a job was run a shop in your neighborhood. Think you can cook, I got a grappling hook. Let's make this quick, cause I'm really booked. I'm a devious, degenerate defender of the devil. Shut down all the trash compactors on the detention level. My backpack got jets. Well, I'm Boba, the vet. Well, I bounty hunt for Jabba Hutt to finance my vet. Well, I chill in deep space. A mask is over my face. Well, I deliver the prize, but I still narrow my eyes. Cause my time I don't like to waste. Get down! I'm a question, rap inside Enigma. Get inside a slave run, find your home and signal. From Endor to Hoth, Ridley to Spock. I'll find what you want, but there's gonna be a cost. Say my name is Boba Fett. I know my shit is tight. Start acting right. Yo, first on the carbonite. Got telescopic sight. Flame throwers on my wrist. You still don't get the gist. Spike boots that made a kick. Talk is that made a hit. You think I give a shit? Your mama is a bitch. I see you in the Sarlacc pit. You just lit my switch. Integrity's been tit. You scratching on my itch. You know I shoot the gift. I got the bean and secatine and squid and lick my lusty lips. So I'll let you get back inside your little spaceship. Give you a head start, cause I'm a sporting con. Consider the starting line and see you smile hot inside. Hope you have hyperdrive. Pay to stay alive. Don't try to slip me five, cause I never take a bribe. To the beat of a different drama. Baddest bunny hunter. Let no man put us under or else be put under. As in 6 feet, got an imperial fleet backing me up. Gonna blow up any attempt to defeat. They got a dead stock. I put payments on my car. Headed over to Hammerhead at most likely bar. Used to carjack and he's a bar back. Just go to show how you can get back on the right track. And for me, that's not an option. Can't say that with more clarity. Me going legit would be like Jar Jar with speech therapy. My backpack got jets. Well, I'm Boba, the vet. Well, I bounty hunt for Jabba Hutt to finance my vet. Well, I chill in deep space. A mask is over my face. Well, I deliver the prize, but I still narrow my eyes. Cause my time I don't like to waste. Get down! I sit open like a tom-tom. Faster than an autobahn. Or a motorbike to try. Do the deed, I'm then I'm gone. Jabba has a hit. Big contact, Corinthian. Overcoat the flat, I'm full of politic. It's legit. Back in the day when I was a slave. Living life in a fast lane, like in a pod race. Mean street tweak, that became a basket case. So the space age, put that place post haste. Took up a noble cause. Go to Clone Wars. Lifestyle all about girls and cars. Getting fucked up and fucked up. See, I'm not a retard. Or get locked up. I'm large in a charge with a face so scarred. A cold black heart that's been torn apart. The Sith wish that they had a dick so hard. Cause it's long, long ago when I pussy far, far. Call me master. Cause I'm faster to pry on far. I no longer have to hot wire. I'm a hunter for hire with no plans to retire. And all the sucker MCs can't call me sire. My backpacks got jets. Well, I'm Boba, the vet. Well, I bounty hunt for Jabba Hutt.
Hey Chris, it's Bowie. I'm at the PATH station. I was wondering if I could crash at your PATH. That'd be cool. They locked me out of my apartment. So call me back, man. There's a payphone here. Some kid stole my cell phone, but the joke's on him because Sprint shut it off. Just come by the station, all right? I'm gonna be sleeping.
I've seen her over doing the Fitzgerald shit. Fitzroy stuff. On that, she's had 2 videos of him.
She's done other stuff too. Thank you.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, we're back with the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
With some of the kick-ass guests ever. And we do appreciate everything, because you guys have been really cool. So we do appreciate this. Your poor husband's back there just Skype. Yeah, motherfucker.
Yeah, he's waiting.
We're going down, you Mr. Mike guy.
Hey, I got an idea. Let's see if I can earn my beaten tonight. Hey, can we see the tits? Oh, where's the camera? Where's the camera? Get the camera on. Get the camera on. Look, if I'm going to request tits, everyone gets to see them.
Oh, boy.
Okay, lick yours.
Oh.
They're all over the internet.
That's right, guys. If you want to see her, if you want to see her nice and clear, man, there's a whole laundry list of sites. Which one's your favorite?
You better not fucking play favorites.
You know, I don't know. I really like Halos and Tales a lot. The guys are really nice. A couple of those sites aren't up yet.
Ooh. Well, we got some coming soon stuff then.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's go ahead. Let's do it this way. Let's see what the listeners want. What kind of do you do? Just straight modeling, or have you gotten into anything hardcore?
I don't do any porn stuff.
Don't do any porn. Okay, so we can't snort out anything.
She just gets to kick guys in their balls.
Yeah, there you go.
No
hardcore.
I was just trying to ferret out something for the listeners. No hardcore stuff at all. Just nut shots.
Yes, nice. All right, money shots, just again, that shots. Is halosandtails.com, and you can also catch her at, let's see here, justicehoward.com, bluebloods, barelyevil.com, gothicsluts, godsgirls, deviantnation.com, and C14 for her 5-page spread next month.
Anything else you want to pimp out?
I don't know. I was in some PBS thing, but I'm not very happy because I didn't get a copy of it.
PBS? Public?
Yeah.
Like Nova? Or
No, they did this thing about Las Vegas called Las Vegas and Unconventional History.
Okay.
And I guess it was on TV. I didn't get to see it, but they filmed it when I was working at Striptease.
Okay.
And I was in the back room, and I'm running around in my little stripper clothes, and they interviewed me and stuff, and I just want a copy of it.
Well, any of you guys out there that are watching PBS and happen to catch a video clip of that, you can find her at myspace.com/chaotica and feel free to forward that video on.
Yeah, because she wants to see some of the work she's done.
Yeah.
It's only fair. Reverend Amber says, you look looks like she'd be uber cute with pink hair. And I think some of your photos, you do have pink hair, don't you?
I've got a lot of pink in my hair.
Yeah, you've got
right
pink
now.
In there now. I know that some of your photos and spreads went out, there are pink hair. So
it just appears that Rev is, in fact, going blind.
Well, you know, well, these cams kind of suck.
Hey, the myth is
out,
pink
so.
And blue hair, sometimes green, depending. Those are the best hair colors for models.
So there you
like
go.
It much more than blonde.
There we go. So, all right. Everybody, I think everything cool back there? All right, so anything you guys want to pimp? Anything else you want to pimp out other than those sites?
My honey is very sexy.
There you go.
All right, so that's
very lucky man.
Yes,
very,
he's a
very,
very
lucky man.
Lucky man.
We'll just applaud him.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, so thank you very much for swinging by our studios. We do appreciate it.
Thanks.
Why don't you take us to another quick break, and then we'll be back with the last bits and wrap up of Claude's going away party.
Oh,
I have
my
a party.
Goodness.
Well.
I was going to say, it's news to me.
But Claude's going away show.
Where's the stripper to jump out of the cake? You got that
Couldn't find
on?
The midget.
Couldn't find the cake.
I hate midget porn. Don't even start that shit.
Did you bring that tonight, by the way?
No, I forgot.
Yeah, the midget porn. Okay.
Everybody loves
midgets. Actually, we were talking about this in the green room earlier, the midget
Midgets
porn.
May be fun, but they're not fun to watch fuck.
No. They gross. Are, especially if they're wearing like a cowboy outfit, you know.
I mean, if slavery is legal.
Assless chaps, what?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
look at assless chaps.
That
means you're
big, giant
But that's
caps.
The problem. That means you're buying assless chaps for kids.
Yeah.
Ah, gross. All right. So thank you for coming in the studio. We appreciate it. We got your sites, and we'll definitely put all that up on the wagon later on tonight. Mm-hmm. Of course, just to let you guys know, there's always the podcast, so you can download that later, and people will probably be downloading that quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you very much. Chris, Murphy, whatever we're calling you, take us out.
The road. I've got seats that selflessly hold my friends and a trunk that can carry the heaviest of loads. I've got a mind that can steer me to your house and a heart that can bring you red flowers. My intentions are good and earnest and true, but under my hood.
wide awake. I can stop this car at any time. At the very last second, I can change directions, turn completely around if I feel so inclined. I've got a mind that can steer me to your my
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
And wow, awesome, awesome, awesome guest, Kaotica.
Very much so.
Wow. Oh, let me turn your mic.
She's a cutie.
Oh.
Most certainly.
Door? Someone get the door? Jesus. Hey, this is good, man. I can just do this. She's like, okay.
Yeah, I'm the new guy.
So. He's the new guy. So
got to break him in.
Everybody who's hung out in the chat room, stay hanging out because we're going to do Mad Props here in just a second. We're also going to do – I don't think we're going to do Shitty MIDI. I don't think we have much time left for that. But we got a couple lists we have to go over, and then we have a couple minutes we're going to spend more here with Claude as this is his very last show.
I'm
very disappointed. No one has said goodbye. I honestly think they think this is a prank.
I think they do. Well, actually, I don't know. I mean, we have burned them before, where we did something as well
with Murphy.
Yes.
So I don't know. We may have burned them, but this is, you know, this is very sad, but it is very real. This is it.
Matter of fact, Akari, we actually work with him. Akari can come in and tell you, yeah, I already put in my notice and everything.
And as a matter of fact, your last next Wednesday
is my last day. Thursday, I pack my truck and. Thursday night, I'm just going to go ahead and stay overnight in a hotel room, be at the Palms. And Friday morning, I head out and I go to Texas.
Wow.
Going to Houston. We're going to see
Texas,
what we can do.
So.
I have some more study material, so I'll see what I can do to get my CCNA.
And
otherwise,
also, you may work for DeLorean.
You know what? I put an application, and who knows? It's something I'd like to do. I'd love to go ahead and restore cars. I think it'd be something to be... really rewarding because I just love doing it.
There you go.
Otherwise, I figure I can at least go ahead and become the manager of a fucking AutoZone someplace.
There you go. So, yeah, that's funny. You had that offer to you just last week.
I actually, a while back, I did actually have an offer to manage a checker.
Just because you actually answered a question.
Yes, I got like hella in depth. Hell, I fixed my Jeep tonight. It's a little rough if you start slushing the gears around.
But did it help the problem?
Oh, immensely. My acceleration is a hell of a lot better, too.
Sweet. All right, so basically what we've got going on here, I'm going to start cleaning up the mics because I got all the mics all fucking jacked up over here.
Oh, whoa. That's right. I was asking.
Awesome, awesome.
That's where Akari was.
Yeah, he's downstairs with getting the AAA for our guests who locked their keys in the car.
Guests of Spankwagon have AAA unlock their doors.
Stay in the wonderful parking lot while waiting for people to arrive with a Papa Lock or Slim Jim.
Stay in the wonderful fucking Palletville parking lot. Hey, let's do Mad Props. You got Mad Props loaded?
I don't have the music for that.
None of you have the music. You have the music.
You have the music. It's Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs.
Actually, that one's copyrighted. They gave him.
Oh, that one's locked. I could only pull the unlocked.
But you have free play, which is the old school version.
We do have free play.
Why don't you pick something
you
want?
You know what? I got something I think would be really good for Mad Props.
There we go.
All right. This is your Mad Props then.
What? You want me to do it?
Yes, you.
Oh, man, I can't pronounce
it. I have bequeathed upon you the
jumper. Don't queef on me.
Dude, why are you playing that song?
Bequeathed.
Because
that's not a Mad Props song.
This is a Mad Props song. It's mostly music. Shut up and hit the tune. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Mad Props, where we thank you, the loyal listeners.
Where we thank you, our faithful listeners, by giving you...
Mad Props! Yeah, it's just not the same.
And tonight's Mad Props are handed out entirely by Claude.
Entirely by me. God, it's going to be like schizophrenic. I'll have to do both. All right. Tonight, we're going to bring you Mad Props. That's where we bequeath thanks upon you, the listener.
We already said that. You can go with the
intro.
Next part.
Okay, first up in the chat room, it's Diggs. Mad Props. Moving on down the list, let's give a little recognition to Shazada. Mad Props. Going a little further now, we see Pillow Coater. Mad Props. Up next is tried and true but faithful listener, Reverend Hammer. Mad Props. Now we see a new listener. Looks like Skrobaka. Mad Props. Up next is The Juke. Mad Props. Now we have Tig, but Tig's away from keyboard. Mad Props or not?
Mad Props.
Single prop, I think.
Mad Prop. Up next, it's Toe Mad Props. And finally, last but not, definitely not least in my book, Virtual One Mad Props. And that is your Mad Props tonight for you, the lucky listeners of Spankwagon Radio.
HIV. It's the AIDS song from Ween. I'm like, you want to play what?
The AIDS song.
And you know what? It wound up perfectly because the song ended. I mean,
hey,
it
dude,
was...
do you have Freedom, a 76 man?
Freedom of the mind.
Let me see if I do. Let's take a
look.
Just look
up Ween, man. It's like one of three.
Push your little daisies and make them come up. Freedom of 76?
Yep.
What would you? Oh, I got it right here. I've got the remix version or the original. What would you prefer?
I've never heard the remix.
There was a remix?
Yeah.
This song is about freedom. Freedom to be the president of the United States. Freedom to grow up and own your own business. Freedom to do something positive for the community. Freedom for every man, woman, boy, and girl. Freedom to do what you want when you want to do it. Freedom to speak your mind and voice your
opinion. Yeah, okay.
Freedom to stand up for something you believe in. Freedom to overcome the obstacles that stand in your way. Freedom to pursue the right to be free. The message is freedom. Peace.
Ain't a remix.
Well, that's what it says.
That's an intro, dude.
Yeah, that's an
screw
intro.
That. Let's go with what everybody loves.
You can come up to the desk.
Come on up, Ikari. Rock out with us.
The Triple A show? Yeah, okay.
Triple A won't show up until fucking King Hesh is
Until King Hesh is in
about
a third
four
hour.
Or five bong hits.
Yikes.
All right, got a couple lists here. Anybody got any Christmas music? A really obvious Christmas music?
Oh, I have obvious Christmas music, but I'm not allowed.
Smack, yeah, you got a cue.
Man, I got some Christmas music. You should have told me beforehand. Let's see here. Oh, I got one. Let's do this one.
It's probably going to be the same shit again.
HIV song.
No, it's not the HIV song.
It's going to be Christmas at Ground Zero. Hey, Two Live Jews.
I couldn't find Christmas in Hollis. I tried.
Dear Santa, I've been a good girl all year, and the only thing I ask for is peace on earth and joy for everybody.
I love it. We're doing Santa letters with Jewish music.
That's Spankwagon. Dear Sarah, your parents smoked pot when they had you, didn't they? Good Christmas letters.
Yeah, well, hey.
Dear Santa, I don't know if you can do this, but for Christmas, I'd like for my mommy and daddy to get back together. Please, can you do that? Love, Teddy. Well, Teddy, look, your dad's banging the babysitter like a screen door in a hurricane. Do you think he's going to give that up and come back to your frigid mom who rides his ass constantly? It's time to give up that dream. Let me get you some nice Legos instead. Dear Santa, I want a new bike, a PlayStation, a train, some G.I. Joes, a dog, a drama kit, a pony, and a tuba. Love, Francis. Dear Francis, kids with names of Francis, huh? I bet you're gay. I'll set you up with a Barbie. What are you guys talking about?
I was trying to... I guess you can't do direct file connection through Rendezvous.
No, you can't. You can only do file drop.
This makes me sad.
You were going to send him something?
Actually, yeah, I was.
I think I'll do the Chuck Norris list next week.
The Chuck Norris list. Thank you, Chuck Norris.
Fucking Scrobaka says we need a DJ. What? Now we need to get timing. That's what we need to get.
Yeah,
all right. Looking at the clock, we got only about 10 more minutes left in this show this week. A few things that I want to just say, and I think that need to be said.
Do I need to get the Hulk music out again?
No. I want to say first off, for the past 4 years, Claude Balls and I have shared microphones, experiences, adventures, trips around the fucking country.
Accidents.
just... A lot of great stuff, and it's been 4 years of a lot of fun. I want to say thank you for doing this with me. I know I grabbed you literally out of the blue almost 4 years ago to be, a co-host because I was floundering badly doing only music. Mm-hmm. I just want to say thank you, and I've really appreciated this, and I'm really actually very sad that this is it. No offense to you.
Oh, no, none taken.
No offense to you there, Murphy. I know that, you're new to this, and We'll go as far as hell, you know, we'll go hell and back with
this.
He's
basically the clinger of Spankwagon at this point.
No, no, he's not the clinger, and you're definitely not the radar.
Get me a dress.
Well, you missed out. Okay.
Maybe.
I just, you know, 4 years of broadcasting with you and everything has been a lot of fun, and I really appreciate it, and I appreciate what you have given to Spankwagon, given to me as a friend. I really just, you know, I really appreciate it.
And
what else to say?
Likewise, as well. I really am going to miss doing the show because it's a great place to vent, first of all. And second of all, it's just so damn fun to do. Going through the wacky shit, doing a lot of things that, you know, what people won't believe you actually can do or will do. And I've really gotten to explore that and abuse a lot of people in the meantime, too.
There you go. And it's all about the abuse of people. Mm-hmm. What I would like to do right now, I have a gift for you.
You have a gift for me.
Yes, I do.
Wow. I didn't bring you anything.
You didn't have to.
Well, I'm a little
surprised. Expecting a little something in the parking lot later.
I'm excited here.
Yeah.
You
actually got a real gift, too.
I actually purchased a real gift.
And he wrapped it at that.
I wrapped it. It rattles.
It does. It rattles. There is the angry Nutcracker and Snowman on the outside.
Yes. But this is for me, and this gift has a goal in mind.
Well, thank you very much.
So go ahead and open it, damn it.
Yeah, which I'm so thankful. It's wrapping paper.
It's a lot of wrapping paper, actually.
Because I really suck at wrapping.
It says Sony Ericsson. It's a cellular phone.
Yes, it is.
You bought me a cell phone?
Dude, nice call.
For a reason.
Because I need one.
You need one, too. But also, I've done a couple different things. One, that is a completely unlocked phone. It took me a little bit to find an unlocked phone.
Wow.
It needs a SIM card. So you could go to your own provider of your own choice to be able to use that phone.
I'll be damned.
Bravo.
I expect you to keep in touch.
Absolutely. Matter of fact.
Not only with the Spankwagon, but with me, my family, our friends, everybody. Because, you know, one thing I do know is that you are moving to Houston.
Yes.
You're moving because you're done with Vegas. Because Vegas is pretty much done with you.
It's something I'm really actually sad to say. Everything I'd ever set out to do here, with the exception of actually buying a house and establishing myself in that way, I've achieved. A lot of people come to Vegas think they're going to own this town, and it doesn't happen. And I'm not saying I own this town, but I came here a nobody. I achieved fame. You know, it sounds like I'm being egotistical, and I am, but it's true. I got a lot of fame there. I actually had someone call me Mr. Vegas, too, when they said, "You can't leave. You are Mr. Vegas." It was really great to actually hear someone give me that title, you know, even though it's not the public fanfare.
Right.
That really actually meant a lot to me. And it's a painful decision I'm making right here. Now, maybe I'll be back. I really doubt it. But never say never. But no, I really am going to miss everyone here that I know and care about. And I'll be back. And hey, you know what, too? Come on down. Once I get established down there, come down and be a house guest.
Expect visitors.
Yes, I expect you to come as well.
Yes, yes. Gives me a reason
likewise.
To go to Houston.
Yes.
Check it out. Check it out. Spankwagon on tour. Who knows?
So what's the chance of your wife moving you guys to Houston?
0.1. So there's that itty bitty teeny weeny itty bitty. Probably not much of a chance. But
well, we'll have to work on your wife.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah, I think they have websites for that.
We've been to a few of them tonight on the show.
Tonight on the show, actually, yes. I do want you to use the phone. Hey, take a look. I think it's a decent phone, actually.
It's actually very impressive.
I just wish I had more money and would have had like Bluetooth. You know.
Don't worry. You didn't have to give me a gift, let alone something like this.
So we, you know, I think my wife shares that same sentiment. If anybody wants to call in and you know in these last few minutes and say anything to Claude, goodbye, farewell. Get off the fucking air, whatever. 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257. It's a toll-free call for you. We do want people to call in.
It's
a
pretty pimpy phone.
It's a pretty nice phone.
It uses a fucking straight SIM card, too.
I made sure I got a fucking unlocked phone for sure.
Dude,
I'm not stupid.
Very nice phone.
Very nice phone.
That is, actually.
It goes in bottom first. I learned that the hard way.
You've been playing with the phone already.
I played with the phone.
Hey, Claude, you might want to make sure that you have a couch that's scotch guarded. Apparently, Rev would like to come down to spend a little time with you.
So we want to just anybody wants to call in 1-866-587 6257. And I will say this. I know that we've played the practical jokes on our listeners before. This is not one of those.
Yeah, this
jokes.
Is this is not a Kaufman, guys. This is for real.
Toe says, yeah, Claude, now I'll be able to bitch at you for not calling in.
Yeah, I know.
So if we don't hear from Claude or we know he's not listening, we don't even know if you're going to have internet right away when you get down there. So
I may have to go to the library or steal some bandwidth. Who knows?
Hey, it's fair game if they leave it unlocked.
Exactly.
I can imagine
Pringles
you
can, baby.
Going
Pringles
to the
can.
Library, reading a book, and listening to Spankwagon Radio.
Yes. The good news is, though, it's Midwest. It's Central Time, which means everything comes on an hour earlier in the evening.
Yes, news and TV shows. And
the late shows. Yes, it's so. I have that advantage. Like I say, you know, it's going to be an adventure for me. Toe points out,
well, there's maybe two carriers that use GSM at this point in the U.S., Singular and T-Mobile. I thought Nextel used a SIM or used GSM.
No, they use like some kind of a built-in frequency.
Oh, okay.
Thing.
Well, it's still, you know what, even if I did only dwindle your choices down to two, I at least gave you a choice, damn it.
He has options.
He has options, yeah. And, you know, I'm just works. Really sad that this is it. This is the last Claude Ball show.
I am too. And like I say, you know, who knows, maybe I come back. Maybe you two come to Houston.
Well, I've got some pretty big shoes to fill here, and like I've said a dozen times, I mean, there's no way that I could possibly ever fill your shoes or your pants, but there's it's you guys have done a good job, and I've bounced in and out here and there the last couple of years, and you know, but I think you leaving is just shocking to me. I'm
you know what,
away.
You're honestly not the only one. I had a lot of people at work come up to me, and actually were saying like, hey, I heard a rumor, and it's like, well, no, you didn't. You heard the truth. It's not fake, and it's really happening. I don't know anyone so far that's not been shocked.
The problem is I've known about this for almost a year, and I've been kind of hoping it wouldn't happen.
And you know what? In many ways,
as selfish as that is,
you know what? It's not selfish at all. I was hoping for a long time that it wouldn't come down to this. I was hoping that, you know what, maybe something's going to change, maybe this, because for quite a long time, I actually did start looking in the housing market. I was looking on the actually in the northeast side of town. I was looking in the slums to see, you know, where the hell could I live to get a house here where I can get something. Because, I mean, you know, nowadays, any good house, you know, you pay a premium not to be a part of a homeowners association.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I was really hoping it wouldn't happen either because I'm established here.
You know, I think that's why when you announced on the air, when you and I had that little dead spot, when you announced on the air that that you wanted to do it, it kind of...
Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hey guys, this is the Reverend Hammer.
Hey Rev.
I'm just calling in to say goodbye to Claude Balls. I have to thank him for all the entertainment he's given us over the years, and I understand that it is something hard to do to come in, be in there week in and week out to give us laughs, give us information.
Sounds like he's going to start crying here.
Entertain us. I know how hard that is, you know, watching JSTFU. On and off. So,
yeah.
Right.
I have to say thanks. You've done a great job all this time, my man. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks, man. I don't know what else to say other than thanks. I mean, I really can't express my gratitude enough there. I mean, that honestly does mean a lot to me to know someone actually did care about listening to me. You know, it does mean something. Otherwise, I wasn't just talking, you know, yelling out into an empty field.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really just hope that... when you get to Houston, that you just don't kind of fade away. That I hope to hear your name in the news, and preferably not as part of a report.
Yeah, you don't want to hear
not
it in
a
the
police
news.
Report.
Yeah, part of the blotter.
Report. All right, thank you, Rev.
Thanks, man.
All right, have a nice night, guys.
Do the same.
Bye.
So, all right, thank you, Rev, for calling in. I think that pretty much wraps us up out of time. Let me go ahead and start the wrap up. You've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever,
Spankwagon Radio.
I've been your host, Trencher.
I'm Murphy. And I was Claude Balls.
You still are. We want to say a big thank you to all of our syndicates who are carrying this show. Big thank you to LVRocks.com for giving us the studio space and letting us play around. Big thank you to Megarock-Radio.com for, you know, covering the show. Flash FM out of London, England. KCHost.net. RealMusicNetwork.com. And, of course, if we're not live...
We are in the archive. Ah, Toe wanted to call in.
Sorry, Toe. I want to say a big thank you to all
Hell,
of our friends.
Makes me sorry.
We want to say thank you to All Star Felons, Ars Anime, Daily Noise, Subject to Discussion, and VFTP. Again, a big thank you to our guest this week, Chaotica, and all of her sites, which we will post up on the Spankwagon tonight. We'll also post whatever images we can, and hopefully you silly fuckers got screen captures. Again, I'm Trencher.
And I'm Murphy.
And I'm Claude.
And we thank you again, Claude. Thank you for giving.
Thank you.
Thank you for letting us have a lot of fun for the past 4 years.
It's been great. I'm thankful for the opportunity. I didn't even know I could.
Have a good night, folks. We will be back next week. God, this sucks. No. It doesn't suck.
Oh,
this.
Yeah. We'll be back next week with Spankwagon.
We'll be back
the one
next
thing.
Week
the
with
wagon
Spankwagon.
Lives on.
The wagon lives on. We'll talk to you then.
Spankwagon.
Say it again.
Spankwagon.
Have a good night, folks.
Come on. We'll be right back. Vegas, Nevada. You're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.